I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The ongoing research on West Virginia's biggest fishery, the Ohio River, continues to show that high water levels have a direct correlation to fishing success. I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
The bugle of the bull elk once rang throughout elk country, almost all of North America. As this land was settled, elk and other wildlife came dangerously close to extinction. Conservationists and hunters have helped wildlife populations rebound. Today, elk number nearly a million, but loss of habitat still poses a very real threat to their future. To help ensure the future of wildlife in wild places, call the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at 1-800-CALL-ELK or visit us on the web at rmef.org.
Chris O'Bara is a biologist for the DNR in Parkersburg and heads up the Ohio River Fishery Research for the state of West Virginia. And he says their work in recent years is starting to bear some results in the areas of walleye.
Introducing a genetic strain of walleye into the river, it's a unique genetic strain. We had a study early on that we worked with, and the people from Ohio University worked with us on this, and we identified that there was a genetic strain of walleye that's native to the Ohio River. So we've introduced those over the last couple of years from our hatchery system, and we've been monitoring that.
And the monitoring of saugers is ongoing.
It doesn't really appear that the harvest rate on the sauger population in the Ohio River would have a great effect on the population. So there's other things that we have to look into as far as what some of the problems that are maybe associated with the not as many large sauger in the river.
And, of course, the ever-popular black bass.
Largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, and a little bit of spotted bass. Some of the interesting things that we have found, the fish that was spawned in 2004 and 2005, they did very well. We had a good recruitment. We had large numbers of fish in the river to those two year classes. This is primarily due to the more of a stable water levels in that May and June type of time frame that we where largemouth bass and spotted bass and smallmouth bass are on the spawning at that time.
And while each of those species has its own unique set of circumstances, one thing is certain, the high water always has an impact.
Stream flow, certain times of the year, water level, certain times of the year have a lot to do with the ultimate fishing success of West Virginia anglers and those folks that come onto the Ohio River.
And Chris admits at times it's tough to sell that to fishermen who are frustrated in a down year.
It is. We all have short-term memories, I guess, and so sometimes it's difficult for us to think about what happened in 2002 and 2003 and how can that affect what I'm doing today. I think a lot of the anglers are starting to think in terms of, really the river is being more dynamic than some of the reservoirs and small impoundments that we have in West Virginia.
But it hasn't been a big problem selling it this year because the catch rates on the Ohio River for all species have been about as good as they've been in the last 20 to 30 years since records have been kept. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.